cried out all the more. I want to talk to you about the importance of crying out to the Lord, even when the multitude may be telling you to be quiet. In the book of Matthew chapter 20, we see two blind men receive their sight. I want to read to you their story found in verses 29 through 34. The Bible says, "Now as they went out of Jericho, a great multitude followed him, and behold, two blind men sitting by the road, when they heard that Jesus was passing by, cried out, saying, 'Have mercy on us, O Lord, Son of David.' Then the multitude warned them that they should be quiet, but they cried out all the more, saying, 'Have mercy on us, O Lord, Son of David.'" Verse 32, "So Jesus stood still and called them and said, 'What do you want me to do for you?' They said to him, 'Lord, that our eyes may be opened.' So Jesus had compassion and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him." We see another supernatural healing performed by Jesus, but I think the message and implications of this story can go much deeper than just the physical healing. I believe it has significant spiritual implications as well. Let's look at the blind men's prayer again in verse 33. They say, "Lord, that our eyes may be opened." Have you ever wondered how people can be so blinded by their actions? Let me illustrate this point to you by looking at the scribes and Pharisees for a moment. In John chapter 11, we see the death of a certain man named Lazarus. However, he only stayed dead for 4 days. Jesus came in verse 43. He cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." Verse 44 tells us that he who had died came out bound hand and foot with grave clothes. Now, let's look at the irony of this story. Jesus just brought life to this man, but let's look at what the scribes and the Pharisees desire to do. Verse 53, the Bible says, "Then from that day on, they," again that's the scribes and the Pharisees, "plotted to put him," that's Jesus, "to death." My point with all of this is, how could the scribes, the Pharisees, the chief priests be so blinded to their actions? These are supposed to be the religious leaders, you know, the ones that are supposed to know the Torah and the Old Testament manuscripts. Certainly you'd think they would know the Ten Commandments, in particular the commandment that says, "You shall not murder," but yet they were blinded to their own sin. Let's look back at Matthew chapter 20. The blind men cried out, "Have mercy on us, O Lord." But the multitude warned them that they should be quiet. However, they cried out all the more. We are living in a very interesting time. Just like in this story, the ones who could see were really blind, but the ones who were blind could really see. What do I mean? The two physically blind men were the ones that were calling out to Jesus, crying to him, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord." However, the ones that could physically see were telling the blind men to shut up, to be quiet. I believe this needs to be our prayer to our Lord, especially for this nation, the United States, that we would be crying out to the Lord, saying, "Lord, that our eyes may be opened. Lord, open our eyes to our sin. Let us see how far away we have fallen from your standards of perfection." But take notice, as the believer begins to arise, there may be people that warn you and tell you to be quiet, but the Bible says that they cried out all the more. Now that doesn't necessarily mean that you start yelling in the streets or making a big ruckus. It's that they cried out all the more to the Lord, begging for mercy. May those be our prayers as well, that we would pray for the people around us to receive their sight, that their eyes would be opened to the way they're living their lives, that their eyes would be opened to realize that there's a life beyond this life. We're all created to live eternally, either in heaven or in hell. Please join with me and repeat after me as we pray together in the name of Jesus. Dear Lord, please open the eyes of the multitudes. May we see the filth of sin and change our ways. Lord, may we stand up for righteousness. Please give us all boldness to share your word and truths in love. Lord, we cry out all the more to you. Bless you, Lord. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.